Have you ever put on an item of clothing and just felt different, like an immediate shift
Oh, absolutely.
where the material itself seems to have this, I don't know, hidden power? It changes your look, sure, but also how you feel, your whole demeanor.
Yeah, that rush of confidence. Or maybe feeling like a slightly different version of yourself.
Yeah,
Bolder, maybe.
exactly, like putting on a persona almost. And it's fascinating how clothing can do that.
It really is. And that's actually right where we're headed today. We're diving into the world of latex fashion.
Right, specifically through the eyes of this boutique brand, Ardor Latex. They seem to be doing some really interesting things.
They are indeed. Our source material here is quite special. It's an exclusive interview Latex 247 did with the owners, Sophie and David.
So we get a real inside look at their philosophy, their craft, what they think fashion is really all about.
Yeah, and our mission really is to unpack how Ardor isn't just making clothes. It feels like they're trying to redefine fashion itself, push back against mass production, and, well, empower the people who wear their stuff.
Okay, let's unpack this then. As we dive into Ardor, what was the first thing from that interview that, really grabbed your attention?
Well, for me, the immediate standout was how they talk about latex. Almost mystically.
How
I
so?
call it so much more than just a material. They actually suggest it has this power to infuse confidence, even give you an almost superhero-like persona.
Wow, okay. That is a bold claim for fabric, isn't it?
It really is. It elevates clothing beyond just aesthetics.
It implies this deeper sort of psychological impact, which I find really compelling. And Ardor, with their latest range, seems laser focused on capturing that exact feeling. It's not just how it looks, but how it makes you feel.
Absolutely. And that idea, that focus on the feeling, it seems baked into their foundation.
You mean their core beliefs?
Yeah. Sophie and David started Ardor based on this conviction that fashion is more than clothing. It's a reflection of individuality, strength, and boldness. That's pretty clear, right? Strong statement of intent.
It is. And that strong viewpoint kind of clicks when you learn where they're based.
Right. They're an independent label in Munich, Austria.
And Austria has a bit of a reputation in the latex world, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Their Austrian roots put them alongside some highly respected names like Simonneau, Epic Couture, Glanzglück.
Big names, known for quality and pushing boundaries.
Exactly. So there's this context of, high standards and distinct design already there.
And David, one of the owners, he puts it very clearly. He says, Ardor is dedicated to handcrafted latex and leather garments that blend high-end aesthetics with unapologetic individuality.
Unapologetic individuality. I like that. It really sets them apart.
It's quite a mission, especially today. How do they even achieve that in a world that's just, well, dominated by mass production and trends that disappear overnight?
Well, that seems to be the point, doesn't it? Their ambition is explicitly to shift the high street paradigm. They want to create these unmistakable latex and leather pieces.
So it's not just about the clothes, it's a kind of counter movement.
I think so, yeah. It feels like they're tapping into, or maybe even leading, a shift in how people think about fashion. Moving away from disposable stuff towards pieces that mean something, that empower you. It's almost a philosophical challenge.
That really comes through. They say they create for those who don't conform but stand out.
Right.
And that fashion should be a statement, not just a surface. Sophie mentions achieving this with bold silhouettes, strong materials, and intentional design. Everything sounds very deliberate.
And that deliberateness, that intention, carries right through to how they make things. The interview stressed that every handcrafted piece is made in-house,
In-house. Okay, that's significant.
combining precision, quality, and a deep sense of creative freedom. So it's not just about control over the craft, it's fundamental to their whole ethos.
It really seems to be. David also emphasizes creating fashion that not only looks exceptional, but is made consciously with respect for materials, people, and the environment.
Which, again, pushes back against the fast fashion model. It makes you think about, where your clothes actually come from and the values woven into them.
Definitely. It adds another layer to that idea of statement fashion.
What also struck me was their approach to versatility. You might think latex is, well, limited in its application.
Right, maybe niche.
Exactly. But they have this extensive but specially curated and versatile collection. Yes. Skirts, tops, dresses, leggings, bodysuits, the staples you might expect. But also swimsuits, gloves, shorts. It's quite a broad offering.
And the interview gives specific examples of how adaptable they see these pieces being, right?
Yeah, that was key. They talk about pairing, say, latex mink skirts with cotton vest tops or different latex tops worn with denim jeans and trousers, even with t-shirts and woolly jumpers.
Okay, see, that really challenges the stereotype. It shows they genuinely see this integrating into everyday life, not just for, like, clubs or special events.
It does. And it feels like part of a bigger trend we're seeing, designers trying to bridge that gap between, say, avant-garde materials and daily wear, taking things out of their usual context.
Which is great for the listener, I suppose. Whether you're new to latex or already wear it, it opens up possibilities for actually adding these pieces to your regular wardrobe rotation.
Exactly. It's about bringing that unapologetic individuality into the everyday.
So if we were to boil Ardour down to a single line, David's quote seems pretty perfect. We create for those who don't follow, but define.
That sums it up well. And Sophie's final thought really captures their whole vibe, too. She says, Ardour approaches latex as a rebellious fashion material far from cliché, closer to a modern form of expression.
Rebellious modern expression. I like that. It positions latex not as some throwback or niche fetish thing, but as something current and bold.
Precisely.
So Ardour's message is strong. Stand out. Define your own style. Don't just follow the crowd. And view a material like latex through a new lens as something modern, maybe even a bit rebellious, a tool for self-expression.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? If they can take a material like latex, which many people associate with very specific, maybe limited contexts, and reposition it as this statement of individuality and conscious creation, it prompts a question.
Okay.
What other boundaries, maybe in our own lives or in other industries, are just sort of perceived limitations waiting to be challenged? How can we take that Ardour principle of not conforming but standing out and apply it elsewhere? In our own choices, maybe beyond just what we wear.
That's a really interesting thought to leave people with. Something to mull over, for sure. We hope you explore what that might mean for you.